And you know I don't watch that shit.
Why not? Too scared?
No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
What are you waiting for, huh?
Because nobody admits anything they've done!
Hello, boils, ghouls, and non-binary creatures of the darkness. We are back with another episode of The Scream Queens. I am Cece.
And I am Jess. You forgot to say bonus again.
Fuck me.
Oh, no, thank you. But thank you for asking.
Oh, my God.
Consent is hot.
I hate you.
I love you.
Cece. All right.
Bonus.
Holy shit. Yes.
Why did we get a bonus? Wait, we only get a bonus episode when there's an announcement.
Oh, well, I got quite an announcement.
Oh, boy, you better fucking buckle up, buckos.
I mean, we're a little late, but hey, we're still hype, so.
Yeah, everyone else did it. It's Sunday. It's my fault. I went to try to buy a car.
Your fault.
But it's always my fault because I always, my life just falls apart around. I went to buy a car because my car, she went to the junkyard in the sky. I got really good trade-in like value for you. That was really good. But I went to CarMax, tried to trade her in, and long story short, the car I was trying to buy, the odometer was wrong.
Oh God.
And it was a whole ordeal. I was there for like 4 hours and then left without a car, but with a car. I have a car coming. And so we just didn't record on Thursday or Friday like we were supposed to. And we got tattoos yesterday.
We did.
So we were busy yesterday. We got our logo tattoos. Go check out Twitter to see them.
Thank you again.
Oh, of course. Oh my God.
It was very fun.
Happy 1 year. Yeah, you got to meet John, my artist, who did the Beetlejuice.
That's great.
I love it. Yeah, Rockabilly down in Fort Lauderdale, if you guys are interested. I love them. That's where all my work is done. So we got spicy arms today.
We do.
Okay, what's the announcement? Wait, I guess we should talk about it.
That's what this whole episode is going to be.
All
pretty
of it.
Much.
Announcement, yeah. And then like there's been a lot of shit popping up in the parks now that we've gotten the announcement.
True.
So, but y'all, it happened. We got the dump, is what I'm referring to it.
We did.
We got the dump. Did. Universal tweeted out a video, nice little video, on Thursday, and it literally said, "It's what you've been screaming for. It's what keeps you up at night. 10 terrifying houses, 6 from our own twisted minds." Which that's the biggest number, biggest ratio we've had in years.
Mm-hmm.
6-4 originals versus IP. Because yes, Bride is still an IP, guys. It's an original based off of an IP. But mm-hmm. So shall we get into it? Do we have anything before we go? Mm-hmm. What were you doing when the announcement happened, Cece? Actually, let's talk about that. Because you had my
don't want to get myself in trouble, but I was working.
Oh, I mean, I just meant like you had the best reaction is really what I meant to say.
Well, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So okay,
I was working, but I could
step away for like a second, right?
Yeah.
It was like, you know, a restroom break or whatever have you.
poop on company time.
I was on a Zoom meeting, so I had to step away for a second, and I fucking ran to my phone. I jumped up, I grabbed the phone, and I'm like trying to FaceTime Jess like a million times.
But I was
like,
driving,
I'm driving,
on
and
I4.
I'm on the phone with CarMax at the same time.
I was like,
oh, good Lord. Well, and then I was like screaming, and then I started like, I just manically tweeting and not even spelling things correct. I'm just like, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, that was my reaction. I was just like internally screaming, but also screaming on Twitter.
I love it. I wish I had the text messages up right now, but Cece was like, call me if you can. The thing. And I was like, Cece, I don't know what's going on. I'm driving. I saw the tweet come up, but I couldn't watch the video because I had my salesperson on the phone with CarMax about this car that supposedly only had 10,000 miles on it. Spoiler alert, it had 106,000 miles on it. That's the story. And I was driving down I-4, like talking to the salesperson, and Cece's texting me, trying to FaceTime me. My sister's texting me. And I'm just like, and I'm like, everyone's like, it's happening. And I went, oh, yay. So I had to wait 45 minutes until I got home because I-4, of course, had traffic that day just for me specifically because the video was out. But I loved it. It's not my favorite video we got this year, but it's really good. It's still in the same kind of theme and tone. It's up on YouTube. I'm almost positive by now. It's on their Twitter if you want to see it. But my favorite part of the video is that it lists off the 6 originals. And it shows us the graphics. So it says 10 terrifying houses, 6 from our own twisted minds. And we have HHN icons captured. Our second house is going to be Welcome to Scary, which is Carrie with an S in front of it. Horror in the Heartland. Then we have Case Files Unearthed, Legendary Truth. The Wicked Growth, Realm of the Pumpkin. Puppet Theater, Captive Audience. And Revenge of the Tooth Fairy. Those are our 6 originals. Come on, HN Nightmares. Like, with that spec map, that is 6 for 6 right there. Y'all did that thing. You didn't give us the name for Case Files, but you guys said you were keeping it from us for a reason. And I mean, look at that. That's a fantastic lineup. Like, I have no complaints. I don't know how you feel about it, Cece, but I have 0 complaints about it.
This is a stacked. That plus what we've already got is so stacked. And that's why, like, I was actually on Twitter earlier this morning and I was trying to ask all my first timers what their lineup is, or their hype list, sorry. And because I just really want to know, because like her first timers, all they're going off of is us, the fans who've gone before, and their research, if they put research in, and also how the media is portraying it. So for me, that's very interesting. So I really wanted to know what their lists were. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because a lot of people were saying, because I was surprised to see some houses very low on certain people's lists in general. And they were like, but realistically, this is so hard because it's such a stacked lineup this year. I was like, you're right. You're honestly right. It, like, I haven't even fully been able to put mine together because of that. So, yeah.
Oh, no, I get it. I know, like, some people, like, Puppet Theater is kind of polarizing because I feel like a lot of our friends are theater kids and then a lot of them are not. So, and even the listeners, like, you're either, like, a theater kid or you like theater, but you're not really into it. So, like, the theater kids are freaking the fuck out over Puppet Theater. Mm-hmm. That's, like, 100% going to be ours. I have something to talk about in a little bit that I saw on Twitter that I was like, that's a fucking Easter egg if I've ever seen one about that house. But I think that one specifically, it's like, well, I'm not excited for it, but I kind of want to see what it is about, because the video maybe didn't excite them.
Lot of people are also saying they're actually just scared
because of those puppets. Things. Yeah.
Yeah, I am too. But that's why I'm excited, if that makes sense. It's very weird for me. I don't know.
Oh, no, I get it. But speaking of hype lists, I see a lot of people, a lot of shows are putting theirs out. We're going to spoil this now. Ours is going to come out the week of HHN opening weekend. That's going to be our episode that week. We're going to do a hype list and a survival guide for everyone. So
September 1st, it should be.
Yep. So we're going to spoil that now just because we've kind of been asked, and I'm keeping mine offline just because I'm saving it for that episode. So
yeah.
So Cece. So if you're wondering, that's why. Just wait. Give us 2 more weeks, guys. You'll see it. Well, it's less now. It's a week and a half, isn't it? Or something like that.
I don't know.
Okay. I want to read the description for the houses that we have announced now. So for HHN Icons Captured, we have, for the first time ever, 30 years of characters from your worst nightmares come together to decide who's the most evil of them all.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I love, like, to me, that really speaks to me because of that whole, they said they don't, what did they say in the video? Or
something like, who reigns supreme,
a different
like
icon,
that,
yeah.
Right?
Who's the most evil of them all? Depending on when you visit, a different icon will reign supreme.
Hmm. Are they fighting? Like, that's what we talked about before. Like, are they battling each other?
Maybe. Like, maybe it's just one big fucking, like, Infinity War over here.
I don't know.
I don't know what that means. I'm excited regardless. That is my whole personality. Hunter, I know. We saw the video. If you didn't, at HanBrolo77, he made a video and it was like, shit. HHN fans say and the specific one that I feel like was made for me was Icons Captured is about to become my whole personality for the next 2 months. And it is. You think it would be Beetlejuice, but I've really been waiting a while for these icons. So
yeah,
Icons captured. I'm not saying it's my number one, but it's up there. Our next one is Welcome to Scary, Horror in the Heartland. And the graphic for this is that facade we've been seeing mm-hmm. in the construction update. So it's that town sign, scary and horror written in spray paint. And for this one, the town placed a sign at the entrance to Cary, Ohio, saying it's a nice place to live. Unfortunately, nobody lives here very long. No one escapes from Cary, where bad things just happen. And new terrors rain down year after year. If it claws, bites, feasts on blood, or just likes to rip people to shreds, it somehow finds its way to Cary. Experience an endless parade of unimaginable terrors, from horrifying creatures to bloodthirsty maniacs. You can scream all you want in Cary, but everybody's too busy doing their own screaming to pay much notice.
Hmm.
Right? Ah! I don't
I'm
know.
Scared. No.
It doesn't name anything like... Okay, so for me, I feel like in Cary, we were going to see all of the houses that took place in Cary before.
Mm-hmm.
Like HR Blood and Guts, Scream House, oh my God.
Hive,
yeah, Hive's one. Oh my God. Was there Forsaken in Cary?
Slaughter,
yeah. So it's interesting because we have no information about any former houses or anything or even characters mm-hmm. in this. So is this an original just set in Cary and it's real? Is it the backstory to Cary? Is it the history of Cary? Is it why we have Cary? Like, I know why we have Cary, but like,
I kind of love it either way. Like, even if it's not going to include the old houses, mm-hmm. like I said it before, it gives me that vibe from House of Wax.
Yes.
Like that dead town, but like also like because people are like secretly dying that you don't realize, mm-hmm. like stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, no, I love cool. that. I'm so excited to walk into that sign and the facade and just like, oh, my God. So the next one is Case Files Unearthed, Legendary Truth. The graphic for that is Boris Schuster himself pointing a gun. And there's a bunch of characters. Mm-hmm. Like we see the silhouettes of a bunch of different creatures. I would even say one of them kind of looks like a Yeti.
Yep.
A little bit. Something with horns, something with claws. We have something with tentacles. I'm very excited for this. This is the Shrek replacement, guys. So it's not Creepshow.
Not Halloween 3.
Not Halloween 3, and it's not Billie Eilish.
Oh,
no. And, you know, as much as we were excited for Billie Eilish, I am not mad at this replacement.
I'm not mad either.
I am very excited. Legendary Truth is something, you know, as a HHN history person over here, I've been following, trying to get as much information as I can. I will say, I believe it's Disco Liz on YouTube. She made a fantastic video on the history of all of this. Go check that out. I'll link it below in the show notes as well. Love her. She's been killing it. She has been a female creator in the community for a while. Please go check her out. Hopefully we'll have her on the show eventually. I know RIP Tour also just had her on as well, if you're interested.
Oh, also.
Yes.
Another good thing, if you want to get more excited for this house, also go listen to Reflections of Fear episode. They did the Schuster Files. It's really cool. Check it out. It'll get you hype.
I have not had a chance to listen to that one, but I trust you.
Neat.
But this one looks like we're stepping away from Mariagana. This really looks like we're focusing on Boris. And I'm very excited about that because he's kind of fascinated me for a while. And I know this house is for Shelby specifically.
Oh yeah.
Shelby, we are very excited for you specifically to go through this. I need to know your thoughts on this throughout the event. I don't really care. Anyone else's opinion is invalid.
Damn.
It's true.
I mean, I get it. Yeah.
When you think Boris Schuster, come on. Yeah. All right. So the next one is The Wicked Growth, Realm of the Pumpkin. And we got to make the joke. That's some wicked growth.
Oh my God.
So this, the graphic for it, it's pumpkins, it's skulls. The pumpkins, I believe, have ruins on them. I always say runes.
Oh, do they have runes?
Are they runes?
I don't see.
I feel like I'm not saying that like, right.
No, that's the right word if you're talking about like
things, yeah, written like into carvings, them. Yes.
Yeah.
One looks like a little sad face though. He does look like a little sad boy. Sorry. You guys know me. And the vines are growing through the skulls, and we have the silhouette of a Grim Reaper mm-hmm. as well. I like the shadow of one. So for this one, the description is, an evil rot has taken root in the land. It's time once again for the rise of the pumpkin lord who grows Halloween like a malignant vine. Excuse me, I almost said magnificent. his minions are scouring the countryside, collecting unwilling sacrifices in order to summon the pumpkin lord. The closer to Halloween, the more people practice the traditions, the greater the powers of the pumpkin lord grow. As the pumpkins grow ever bigger, your fear grows ever greater, and your odds of escape grow smaller. From the cemetery to the forest, there's no breaking free from the tenacious vines of the merciless pumpkin lord. Hold up. Y'all just said cemetery? Here we are.
Yeah.
Did I just find my house of the year?
I'm telling you, I think this is going to be the hidden gem.
It really has. Well, it's going to be that Halloween shit that we want. Yep. The graveyard games, the trick or treat.
It's going to be my cross of what I'm thinking it's going to be that cross of is Scarecrow and what the heck?
Twisted Tradition.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. Yep. This very much feels like that. And I feel like we're going to find out how all of those creatures came to be in this house. I have a feeling this pumpkin lord. He's really, because they wanted to do, was Nathaniel Crowe, I believe, was it? The Pumpkin mm-hmm. King was one of the lost icons. Eventually, we'll cover him. We have not forgot about the icons. You'll also be hearing about that soon. this looks really cool. I feel like we're going to love this one. It feels like a sleeper hit right now for me.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, that's some wicked growth. okay, it's time to talk about the baby. Puppet theater, captive audience. Open scene, a creepy abandoned old theater from early 1900s San Francisco. A puppeteer and a ballet troupe have been trapped there ever since, and they'd kill for an audience. Whether you're a puppet or a patron, that's your cue to scream. All the blood will drain from your face as you see the green room run red with blood. Your horror grows as you come upon grotesque living marionettes made from severed limbs. If you manage to escape their gory puppetry, then you'll become a part of the skeletal audience rotting in place. Oh my God. Excuse me.
You just cut out. Are you okay?
No, I'm here. Hello.
Oh.
I didn't cut out. I said, oh my God. And then I...
okay, see, the last thing I heard from you was... if you managed to escape their gory puppetry, and then it just stopped.
That was it. That's all I said.
Oh.
Oh, then you'll become a part of the skeletal audience oh, okay. running in place?
Okay. Yeah, I missed that part.
Oh, well dang. Well, how do you feel about this house? I'm not cutting that. That's staying.
It's fine. Whatever.
Fucking the house technology. Is whatever? Oh, I was like, excuse no. you. Get out.
I'm scared. You know I'm scared. I'm excited, but scared.
Oh, man.
Yes. I rewatched the little teaser from last year and got hyped for it again. So
mm-hmm. I watch it all the time on YouTube. I have a problem. It's this house. I'm like already obsessed with it, and I haven't even – I mean, I've seen inside of it, but I haven't gotten to see it firsthand. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like – I love that it talks about – like even in that video we see on YouTube, go watch it unless you do not want spoilers about the house. There are full-blown like scenes in that video. Obviously it's not a full walkthrough, but it is like a good chunk of like scenic. Mm-hmm. It is so cool. Some of like just the costumes, they've made it so you're literally walking through the entire theater. You walk through, I believe they say, the catwalk, the orchestra pit, backstage, front of house. You're in the actual seats. And like saying that the skeletal audience is rotting in place, that means that we're gonna get those scares where they look like mannequins. And they're seated, excuse me, among mannequins. And, like, they jump the fuck out of you. Those ones always get me. Always.
Oh, yeah.
I think they had, like a shit ton of them in The Shining, like, specifically. I know La Llorona had one, too. Like, they always do it in, like a funeral setting. Like, grievers mm-hmm. kind of sitting in the pews. And that shit wrecks me every time. Because I know one of them's real, but I'm like, I don't fucking know which one it is.
Oh, my God.
But I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
The makeup looks cool. The costumes look cool. Some of the scares are interesting just from the video. Like, puppet theater.
Yes, I'm going to cry slash laugh slash scream in this house.
Oh my god, I
because I'm gonna be scared, but also I laugh when I get scared.
Same.
So it's like, yeah.
I hope that it's on unmasking because I really want to see it with the lights on.
Oh yeah.
This is like that's a big one. I really hope we get to see it with the lights on because I feel like there's gonna be so many Easter eggs in there, like for Broadway and HHN.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just gonna feed to us. And a lot of horror people I know are theater people. So
yeah,
they have some kind of background. I know a lot of art and design and creative people do too. Like, theater's everywhere. Mm-hmm. All right. Our last one is about that little bitch, James. that was also another favorite in that video Hunter made. James's baby. James is a little bitch. What's his name? James Westhorn?
Yeah. Westhorn.
So Revenge of the Tooth Fairy. This was one of the houses from HHN Light. You're about to discover the sinister reality behind the seemingly innocent childhood tradition. All children must give up their baby teeth to the goblin-esque tooth fairies or pay a gruesome price. It's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Step into an old manor house that has been swarmed by yellow-clawed fiends dripping with blood, teeth, and gore. Grit your teeth as you see the evil fairies extract their toothed bounty by force while their victims struggle in vain. Hold in your screams or risk exposing your own teeth to their monstrous grasping claws. That was a very hard one to read. oh my gosh. There's a lot of S's in there. I'm like spitting now. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
Cece, you loved Tooth Fairy at Light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. Because I saw it, it's obviously not necessarily going to be like as hype for me. Mm-hmm. But that facade, though, it... Not saying too much.
That's great.
The facade is amazing.
I don't think it blew me away. Bride, but I thought it was great.
Really?
A lot of people said it. So here's the thing. There's a big debate. Bride or Tooth? Which facade was better? Tooth has a fantastic facade. I will not spoil it, but it is fantastic. It is different. It is creative. I don't think that makes it better just because it's different.
Okay.
That's my argument. The bride facade. It's just
something I'd never seen before. And I think that's what, yeah, made me excited.
But I'm all about like big, grand. Like Bride, like mm-hmm. that facade in Bride, like my heart was like, oh, yes. And like the whole, like there's movement as well in both sets. I feel like people forget that Bride has movement as well in her facade. Mm-hmm. And they only think about the movement in Tooth's facade. That's all I'm going to say. But I am a Bride stan. We know that. Bride's my favorite. Bride's my bitch. That's my house. So we're not going to argue this. We're not here for that right now. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I'm very excited for Tooth Fairy. I'm excited to see it full out. Because I did say it was my least favorite at HHN Light, but that was just because I own issue with teeth and everything. But I'm excited to see it full out this year, or somewhat of a full out, I'm assuming. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. We're not here to talk about Plexiglass Gate.
Oh, God.
I can't with you. Why would you make a petition?
You
just look like an idiot. I'm
sorry. Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. It looks insensitive that you don't care about actor safety. But hey, the actors have been going to rehearsals and they said there's no plexiglass in the house. That's all we're going to say. Let's move on. So those are houses. Do you have anything you want to add about the houses, Cece?
Not at the moment.
All right.
Maybe when we talk more later.
Okay. Moving on to scare zones. We also got scare zones announced in the same video. So it says 5 scare zones. And the first one is Crypt TV. So another one that was right off the spec map. But we kind of knew that San Francisco was having sets that were literally, like, had the logo on.
Mm-hmm.
This is in San Francisco. And the description is, step inside Crypt TV, a dark universe of monsters that reside in the same reality on your screen, in your pockets, and now in San Francisco. Cool. Hmm. I still haven't watched anything from Crypt TV. I will before the event, for sure.
Yeah, it's not for everybody, but I don't get why people don't like it either, I guess. Because I enjoyed it. I watched a couple of episodes of the Look-See. I need to give some of the other monsters or like characters a chance as well. I just haven't had a chance to yet. But the Look-See was really creepy, and I think this will be fun. So
yeah, I'm excited to see what it's about. I do want to say that there is at Soggy Cheese Fry on Twitter. They actually made an entire thread based off of what we see in the scare zone, what episodes or shows on Crypt TV you need to watch. I would definitely check that out. I know we've retweeted it. The Scream Queens retweeted it, all that shit. So definitely check that out if you're interested. I have that thread saved because I want to go back and watch, like, and actually watch what I need to watch.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are not familiar. I honestly don't even think I had heard of this, or if I had, it wasn't, like, very apparent in my mind before I saw it pop up.
Yeah, so. I hadn't either until, like, last week when we were talking about it. I brought up the, you know, the Wikipedia, kind of, like, did a quick research on it a little bit, and then I've been slowly trying to watch some of it.
And Eli Roth is involved, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There we go. So next one, 30 years, 30 fears. The monsters you've most dreaded from past Halloween horror nights have taken over the streets. They're back and your history.
Hmm.
Cool. And the logo for that is that 30 years, 30 fears. Not the one that was on the sleeve of the shirts last year, but it was on like the red and black icon shirt. It's red and black, literally. You can see it on the website. I'm excited for this. We're seeing a lot of construction for this. Give me all the icons. Give me iconic characters. Give me anything. Everything. Let me take a selfie with Daddy Kane, please. Please, Universal.
Oh my God.
I'm not even all about the selfie zones, but like, I might lose my mind.
I need me some selfies this year. I didn't take enough last year, so I need some.
Yes. The next one we're going to talk about, Seek and Destroy. So the name was correct on the spec maps, but it is not Metallica.
Thank God.
Thank God. It's not Metallica. But what's interesting is I think I brought up last episode that I had heard like a rumor that it was alien themed, and that's absolutely what it is. I don't remember who said that. I read it online somewhere and I thought that was so interesting. Like, and it kind of made a lot of sense. So the description is, a ruthless alien cyber regime led by the Controller has taken over New York, turning humans into fuel. Succumb or be destroyed. Sounds like Saws and Steam, both aliens to me. Which is kind of like what we've been talking about with what we've been seeing with the vats of blood and the tubing and all of that shit.
Yeah.
And the graphic for it, it is like skyscrapers in New York with big searchlights. And there's almost like a drone kind of head. Like, it looks like drones that make up a head in the sky with red eyes, if that makes any sense. Like, and there's some barbed wire and some barrels. So it looks like we're going to see torture. We're going to see attacks. They're going
to
be attacking
us. I was about
us.
To say, I really hope we see some like, oh, that was just cool if like they had like a person hanging up and like bleeding out, kind of like they did on a Carnage Returns.
I like, think that's absolutely probably what we might see.
Yeah, like some kind of prop like that where they're like bleeding out into those barrels or whatever. That'd be so cool.
I think we're gonna see tortures for sure, because there's a lot of stages that we're seeing in a lot of towers.
And there's – oh, we'll talk about it in a little bit.
Well, yeah. We have some construction updates that I think are going to give us a little more insight. Mm-hmm. So the next one, I know Duff over at 365 actually passed out when he saw this. So we have Gorewood Forest. And the graphic for that is our Terra Queen right there, right front and center. There she is. Mm-hmm. And the description is, 16 years after the gory sacrifices of Terra Crentis, the heartless Terror Queen is back. Evil is in her nature. So, yeah, I mean, they've adjusted it. Obviously, it's been 16 years because of
the pandemic. That they did that, because it's realistic, but also it works.
Yeah, they didn't just, like, assume that we're all dumbasses who wouldn't, like, be like, it's been just not 15.
Exactly.
Because like, we would have.
Yep.
Thank God you learned your lesson, Universal. You probably haven't, but... I'm excited. I haven't seen the Terra Queen. I love her lore. I love her. I think she's a badass bitch. We need more badass bitches. Let's go.
Yes.
And we're probably going to get bone choppers. Hell yeah.
Can't wait.
And there's going to be tortures in this as well, because it's literally a blood sacrifice.
Oh yeah, that's true.
It's her story. But remember, so we haven't done the Terra Queen yet. We will get to her hopefully before the event ends. It will not be before the event starts, for sure. But her story is, like, she sacrifices every night, or they sacrifice to the Terra Queen, and then on the final night they sacrifice her. So I'm curious to see if, like, that's just like part of the cycle, or if she's pissed, like she's come back 16 years later and it's like vengeance on all of them now. Who knows? I'm interested to see. And that's going to be over in Central Park. So we got the trees. I think we're going to get skulls in the trees. I think all the pumpkins are a little busy this year.
They're over at the Wicked Growth.
They're at the Wicked Growth and over at IOA, which we'll talk about as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because that fucking thing looks fantastic. Now, let's talk about this last zone, because I really feel like Universal went, Scream Queens, we hear you. We fucking hear you, girls.
Yeah, this is what I freaked out over on whatever day it was.
Literally. So we have Lights, Camera, Haction, Eddie's Revenge.
I'm crying. I'm crying.
Oh my God, it's happening. Leather Daddy.
He finally gets his moment. I'm so proud of my son. Not my son, actually, because we can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
My man.
Your man's. There you go. Your man's. That's your Leather Daddy.
Our boy.
He is the boy. He's very much like, I feel like he's kind of like the pet of the Scream Queens. Like, that's so bad. But like, I feel like we would just kind of keep him there and just be like, good, Eddie. Good boy. Oh, you're such a good boy. he's got a praise kink. He absolutely has a praise kink.
Oh my
Lord. He never had a mother's touch. I bet you Jack has one too. I don't know about that. I think Eddie's more the praise kink. But description. Get ready for the feel bad movie of the year. Eddie Schmidt, Jack the Clown's brother, is filming a horror film and the monsters are real. I just got chills.
I'm going to cry so hard.
I'm so excited for this episode. Leather Daddy Chainsaw Gang Zone. We have to get that made now. Like right now. Angie, we're calling you. but that's not it. We still have more to talk about in this announcement.
Yes.
There's still more, guys. I've already talked. How many? That's 11 things we've talked about now. Two more. There are two shows this year, guys.
Yep.
Oh, my God. We got two shows. All right. Are we ready? Yes. We have Marathon of Mayhem, Carnage Factory. What?
I don't know.
So the description also is pretty much there's no manufacturing the screams as a terrifying show comes to life in Universal Studios Lagoon. It's a fear factory. Okay, cool. the logo is like gears and shit. It's like very steampunk. Carnage Factory really hints at the icons to me.
Jack specifically, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like they wouldn't just do Jack this year because they're really trying to focus on all the icons.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's going to have a big part in it. Maybe Eddie. I don't know.
You know, I mean, I understand the word carnage. Maybe they're just using that, you know? Maybe it's just going to be a little bit of everything.
Maybe, but see, I just always associate that with Jack shows. Because it's always carnage.
Yeah. I don't know yet.
Well,
very elusive.
You want to talk about one more thing that's elusive? sure. Halloween Nightmare Fuel. That is our second show.
I love the name.
Same, but this logo is really giving me like Guy Fieri shirt vibes.
Oh my God.
We got like the tribal flames on the side. So this is a new show is igniting Halloween Horror Nights featuring fire, pyro, and aerial performers. Cool.
Just cool. Yeah.
I'm assuming this is in Fear Factor because that's where we've been seeing lighting tests and hearing music happen and stuff like that. And the lighting tests have been red and green from what I've been hearing from the people who live behind Fear Factor and people who have been in the parks kind of seeing the glow come out from the theater. Red and green insinuates Jack the Clown to me, again, at least. I don't know. Wait a minute.
Yes. So everybody's been assuming Jack is not going to have a show, but maybe they're just not saying anything. Maybe Jack is still going to ringlead this show right here.
Maybe. Nothing said, so.
They might need a host that literally, like, is a host and says, here is blah, blah, blah with this stunt.
But to be fair, the people we don't talk about, they did not have anyone on mic ever introducing anything.
Right.
The dance troupe. And it was just very, it flowed.
Right, right. And I get that. But it could be something like that, maybe.
Oh, it could be. I just don't know if... I don't know. Because I feel like if there was a Jack show, they would say, here's true. The Jack show.
True, true. Yeah,
because they were just very much like, here's the Carnage Returns. And now it's
just
like,
wishful thinking. That's all.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think Jack's going to be fucking all over this place. So...
True.
This whole park. I mean, they said it in his announcement. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you guys think that one of these shows is going to be centered around Jack or have him as an MC? I think we'll see the icons in the Lagoon show, in Marathon of Mayhem, absolutely. I just don't know. There's so much speculation, even though we have all the announcements, because they only gave us a couple sentences about everything. So... But what, we're at 17, 18 days now till opening night? It's like some wow. dumb amount left. It's like nothing. It's crazy. We were 3 weeks on Friday and now it's Sunday. So, oh my God, guys. So, okay. Do we have anything else we want to talk about? The announcement. We got more to break down, but.
No. We can keep moving. Yeah.
All right. So HN Nightmares did send out their full – or send out. They did post their full map. It's the official event map now. It pretty much matched the last spec map. Gary Pounds has also finished his spreadsheet for the year. just giving you guys those little updates. But it is really nice to see, like, how not shitty it was in the beginning, but how, like, sparse everything was. And then it was 812, 812, 812, 812.
I know, right?
it feels good.
Yes.
Let's talk Tribute Store. We know when it's opening.
Mm-hmm.
So the Tribute Store at Universal is officially opening on August 27th. It'll be opening. There's no really details about it. We will be there. We will have a YouTube video of it, actually. Our YouTube channel is coming this month, guys. Get ready. I know, it's like, let's just like nonchalantly slide that in there. It's there, it's whatever. But yeah, we thought that was a good place to kind of start, was around the stores that are opening. So we're gonna go do that, some construction updates and all that shit. It's gonna be fun. You don't have to go watch our YouTube, but it will be there if you're more visual. And we're still gonna have podcast episodes, and we might even do some video episodes as well. So do not fear, the Scream Queens are here. So yeah, Tribute Store opens on the 27th. The Puppet Theater facade. Our friend Theme Park Bar, he saw Animal Actors last week and he got a really nice picture of the facade. And we talked about it, but they've added a bunch of like posters, of show posters all around it. They've painted a little bit. It's really nice. Go check that out. That's at Theme Park Bar. But yeah, I guess if you go see Animal Actors, you get a really nice view of the Puppet Theater facade. So go check that out if you're interested.
Yes.
I might go watch that tomorrow when I go to Universal. See if I can can zoom my phone in far enough. So we also, Universal has extended the hours opening weekend. So when they first released the dates and everything, we were only going to be open until 1 a.m. on the 3rd and the 4th, the first 2 days of HHN. But they've actually changed it last week. It's updated now. So it will be open 6:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. both nights. And then the rest of September is 6:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. And then in October, it goes back to 2 a.m. So they're giving us an extra hour opening weekend. Hell yeah. Woo.
Yes.
Which I feel like means it's going to be fucking busy.
Yeah.
I heard, I think hotels are 98% sold out opening weekend. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's normal, though, for opening weekend. It's always either sold out or very close.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think everyone should freak. I don't think it's like, oh, my God, it's sold out. I mean, you got to frequent fear. As long as you get there before they hit capacity, you're getting in.
True.
And I think, I mean, hotel guests have a separate entrance. We'll talk about that on our survival guide. But it helps. So we do have that extra hour. I'm very excited about that because that's an extra hour for houses or scare zones or anything. They also released a blog post about Tooth Fairy over on the Universal Orlando Resort blog. Go check that out. Just some detail about the backstory and everything. Really good read. Pictures from inside the house. So avoid it if you don't want spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read that yet, Cece? Did you get a chance?
Not yet. No.
It's really good. I think you'll probably like it more than I did. You love that house. I know Dakota was really, really vibing with it.
Nice.
That's his boy, though. James is his boy. James is baby. So from there, I love all this headcanon we all have. We're ridiculous. Over in 30 Years, 30 Fears, there are now two large X's on both of the towers where it looks like we're going to have people standing. That is very reminiscent of 20 Years, 20 Fears. Fear stood in front of two very large X's. So just like to let you all know, I don't know if Fear's going to be up there. I mean, he's a stilt walker. But maybe they just have it there as an homage to 20. Because I think this zone is going to be set pieces from the past. I think in 20 they did something similar in the same area. They had like the old banners from all the years before. Just like random. They had the icons and then other random really popular characters. So I think it's going to be similar. I'm going to have fun regardless because those walls with all the icons on it, that's the photo spot this year. I'm calling it
yes.
now.
Yes. It's already a photo spot for a lot of people.
It's also stroller parking for Despicable Me.
Oh my God. I'm
sorry. That's I so just funny. Love it when everyone's like, no strollers. And I was like, yes. the tribute store facade is already up, guys. It's done. That bitch is done. And it is the house. If you guys have been following HHN on Instagram, I believe, they've been posting like an advent calendar every day. And it is the same house from that advent calendar. It's like a spooky old, like red, decrepit house with like stained glass windows.
Ooh, yeah. I love it.
Very cute. They posted it on Friday the 13th to show us all.
It's so cute. I love everybody's little pictures with it.
I'm so excited. I'm taking a selfie in front of it tomorrow.
Yes.
There is a new set piece up in the Terra Crentis scare zone. It looks like a big tooth, horn thing, yeah. Stage. It's like a stage. It's definitely a stage. Like a mini stage, I think.
It's pretty cool looking.
Yeah, it's very cool. Go check it out. It was at Platt and HHN, if you want to check that out. They had a bunch of construction updates the other day. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, they had a construction update from the Hollywood Zone, Eddie's Zone.
yes.
This was before we knew what it was. There is a Vamp 55 stage. So there are little mini stages all in this zone. And it is Vamp 55. It has the Vamp 55 pennant on it. Mm-hmm. So there's that. We also have Invasion. We have a set for Invasion, which that was my first year. That was in 27. Oh my God.
Yeah, Invasion was really fun, actually.
Yeah, I loved that. There was a big, it's not my thing, but like I loved what it was.
Yeah.
The characters were really cool. You had a big UFO set piece. So we have a stage for Invasion. We also have a stage for Treaks and Foons. From yes. ILA. Oh my God. Cece and I were talking about it yesterday. I don't think they'll do the big foam like they did because I think there was a lot of issues with that. I think we're either going to get bubbles or like clusters of bubbles. They can't not put bubbles at Treaks and Foons.
I know. They're going to have some sort of bubbles or something.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel right. But it's like the big top. I am so excited for that. I just...
It's so random, but I love it. It's like I feel like what they did is they just stalked all of us weirdos on Facebook. I mean, on Twitter. Wow, I said Facebook. Twitter this year. And they were just like, what do these people talk a lot about? Let's do it.
Yeah. Literally, they're like, oh, yeah. Oh, they talk about Art of the Scare a lot. We should give them Treaks and Foons. They fucking love that shit. Mm-hmm. We got those costumes that have been sitting there for fucking 30 years.
Oh, God.
No, the Treaks and Foons, okay, in Spy Kids, the first Spy Kids, they look like Floops Fooglies.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God. Someone who listens. You guys
Timmy will probably.
Timmy. Timmy, you always got my back. Timmy had my back on Bring It On.
I know.
The double dragon, bitch.
My God.
No. Okay, so Spy Kids, Floop. Okay, so there was like a kids TV show, and he had all like these creatures. He had like these thumb buddies. They were like characters that were just all thumbs. Like all their appendages were thumbs. It was very weird. But then he had these, like, you thought that they were just creatures, but you find out like later on they're actually like people he's like captured. But they're turned into like these weird like creatures with like an arm growing out of their head and like weirdly misshapen, but they're called Floops Fooglies, I believe. But they look very much like the Treaks and Foons. I'll send you a picture of both, like, side by side so you can see Cece.
Okay.
I'm very excited. Art of the Scare. Y'all know how much I love that documentary that had Tricks and Films in it. So I get to see something else I didn't even fathom being able to see this year.
I know. That just came out of left field for me, but I'm very happy for it.
I was, like, freaking out. I was on the phone with my sister. I was like, I get to see them. And she's like, I didn't even think. I was like, me neither.
Mm-hmm.
That was not even a thought in my head.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, this is so random, but such a wonderful surprise.
Let's go. There's also one more stage. And so it looks like Hawthorne Cemetery, like the gates to it, which could be Body Collectors or could just be a cemetery. I think it might be Body Collectors because I don't think we got Body Collectors anywhere else.
That would make sense.
Yeah. Put them in the street. Everyone will get a chance to take a picture with them. Everyone will be very happy about that.
Yeah.
So moving on from there, I want to talk about that Easter egg for Puppet Theater really fast. So someone, I'm not going to put their at because they're a scare actor and I don't want like the possibility of them getting in trouble. Even though they tweeted it, it's just some things that they can say. Okay. So they tweeted, because they are in this house. They're in Puppet Theater and they're at rehearsals. I am so excited for you all to visit Passick's Puppet Troupe in the Grandeur Theater at HHN 30. Don't be late. We have a killer lineup of acts. The scene is set and the show must go on. Okay, Passick's Puppet Theater. Passick and Paul are composers or writers or whatever on Broadway. That's a massive Easter egg to me right there already. The fact that they're naming the puppet troupe after, maybe it's not, but to me, that's Passick and Paul. That's not like a name you just like mistakenly put.
Yeah. And I didn't realize just because I kind of fell out of theater for a while right after high school and then until now. So I had to actually look up because you tweeted it and I was like, what's the, and I looked it up.
Oh,
and I
Dear
realized,
Evan Hansen. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sorry, I should lead with that. They wrote Dear Evan Hansen, Christmas. So this is for Broadway. They've done A Christmas Story on Broadway, Dogfight, Edges, which I love Edges. My sister and I have sung a song from Edges before. Dear Evan Hansen, James and the Giant Peach. They've also done music for Smash, La La Land, and The Greatest Showman. So these are not like nobodies in the theater world. That's a big name. So that's a massive Easter egg to me. And I didn't even think about Broadway Easter eggs or theater Easter eggs like that. I was only thinking HHN. It's always an HHN Easter egg to me. But now, like, going through that house, I'm going to have fucking binoculars, like night vision goggles, like looking at everything for any kind of like little bit and piece of theater shit I can find.
Yeah.
I geeked the fuck out. And like everyone online was like, holy shit, I didn't realize that. And I was like, I was just scrolling through Twitter and I saw that and I was like, oh.
That's so cool.
It's like, thank God I like retained some random information in my brain, apparently.
Right?
We're almost done here though. So we now have screens up in Seek and Destroy on the where the bus stop is, right in front of the tribute store and the Mummy. On that big stage with the two towers, there's a screen there. So it looks like we're going to be getting some kind of video or something up there. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say earlier. Yeah, the screens were added.
Yeah, I figured that's what we were hinting at. We also have another store that has opened already without saying. It just happened. Yep.
Yep.
They didn't tell anybody. It just kind of opened. Oh my God, what I wrote it down. Wait, how did I lose this? Oh, All Hallows Eve Boutique, now open in Islands of Adventure. So we were talking about like the Dapper Halloween Cat a couple months ago or weeks ago. That is where this is, right at the front of IOA. And it is fucking cool. All the pumpkins are in there, all the carved pumpkins. We got the tall scarecrow boy from the UO store up in the front last year on the scarecrow stock. He's in there. Oh my God, what else is there? There's so
bunch
much
of pumpkins.
Yeah, the pumpkins are all in there. But in there, so you get the latest HHN merch. There is a candle making station, Halloween themed hot sauce, and art and accessories. the candles again. I believe it's Magic Candle Co. is the company that's in there. Is it Magic? Oh my God,
I believe so.
Oh, I feel. Wait, no. I got to make sure. I feel bad. I don't want to get this wrong because it's a small shop.
I'm almost positive, but yeah, definitely check it out.
There's a few of them, so I don't want to. My phone would be acting up right now. Come on, man. just we're here. We're vibing. You good? So I can do, oh my God, of course, all the fucking pictures are not of the candle right now. I'm going to find it. Here we go. It is my magic candle. God, I'm going to kill myself.
I'm sure it is.
It is. It is. They also have Coffee Shop of Horrors coffee in there. That is a coffee shop I've been going to for a little bit over a year. I love them. There is a candle making station where they're hand pouring candles back there as well. You can also get freshly made Halloween fudge. There's a lot going on in there. It's really cool. Definitely go check it out if you're in Iowa. I am going to hopefully go over there tomorrow and maybe film a video.
Yes, please.
I'm going to try my hardest. I think I might be going. But they've got like really cool just like Halloween merch. It's decorated like very much in that like vintage Halloween vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. The Dapper Cat, he is staring at me right now. He is right there. but I love it. I love that they're pouring the candles there. Like, hello, that's like fucking fresh.
That's cool. You can
get. And you don't have to pay shipping. So if you're interested, go get that. The fudge looks interesting. It's like neon orange. But yeah, I'll go there tomorrow. And then if I see anything interesting in there, I'll post it on our Twitter as well. What else do I have? There is a annual pass holder magnet and button that has been announced for the season. And I know people are trying to like barter to get it. So the button, it is a very cute Jack the Clown, like a very
cute. It is so cute.
He's like chubby cheeked and like, he, I don't even
small
know.
Small boy.
Yeah. He's just very much like, and the magnet is, you know what? I actually just realized all the other icons were behind in the background on the magnet. I just realized that.
Are they?
Yeah. Look in the back if you can pull it up. So it is the UOAP magnet that we get every month. It's the square, but this has, it's all black, white, and red, in that same motif we've had this year. Jack is right there in the front coming out of his Jack in the Box, but in the background in gray, we have the caretaker, the director. Eddie is kind of peeking out between the A and the P. We have the storyteller and we have the usher.
Hmm.
So, hey, it looks really cute. I'm going to get mine. They come out September 9th is when you can start getting them. Get them sooner rather than later. They go very quickly, especially the HHN ones.
Okay.
So, yeah, that'll be in the UOAP lounge starting on the 9th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. And then tune extra in IOA during normal theme park hours. So you can get both. The button is available the 1st. Excuse me. The magnet is starting the 9th.
And yes. There
also will be exclusive Universal annual pass holder merch starting on August 26th in the lounge and then also in the tribute store. We're getting a pin, a t-shirt, a drawstring backpack, and a patch. The pin is super cute. It's Frankenstein's monster with the UOAP logo below it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious. I think the patch will probably be the same.
It says there's also a poster as well.
Oh, well, I didn't expand the picture. That's my fault. Thank you. Yep, a poster. So, hey, that's more than we normally just get a shirt.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I might get all of it, especially if it's this like monster motif or even I like that the icon motif as well that we have on the magnet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we also. This kind of threw us for a loop. So in the new store at IOA, we have new merch. So there is a really cool Jack the Clown Ringmaster shirt with Chance on it. There's some other merch, some socks and stuff like that. There's a new mask. And on that mask, it was Jack, Frankenstein's monster, and Chucky. Now, this came out on Thursday. And it felt like 2018 again.
Yeah.
Didn't everyone felt young for a moment? Because in 2018, Chucky was on the house shirt. Chucky had a scare zone. Chucky didn't have a house.
They needed to capitalize on some big property, right. I guess.
It felt like Chucky Gate all over again fucking on Thursday morning. But then on Friday, or I'm sorry, yesterday actually, because Cece and I were in the car and I thought I had told her and I hadn't and she saw it, a Good Guys stage popped up over on the bridge between the London facade, like at the end of Grimald Place and before mm-hmm. Simpsons. So on that bridge, we have a Good Guys and it's the box. It's a couple of the boxes like knocked over and then a box straight up. And it looks like we're going to get like a Chucky's Insult Emporium little mini show.
Oh God, I hope so.
It really, because it looks like, because there's a perfectly cut out hole in the box. It looks like the fucking puppet fits. And on the side of it, it says USA and sci-fi. So this looks like it's going to promote the new TV series.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited.
I'm like, very excited. You know, me and Aaron are very excited.
Oh, my God. Aaron was like, Beetlejuice and Chucky? Just throw a fucking shark at the event. Why don't you? I was like, girl, they came for you. They really did this year. I'm excited. I loved the little mini show when you got to interact with Chucky in 28.
Yes, me too. It was great.
To me, this makes sense. I was telling you this in the car yesterday. Like, logistically, they want to pull people all around the park. They don't want people pooling in one area. So mm-hmm. having a mini show all the way over there is going to draw crowds away from the scare zones and over to that. And it's going to draw people towards the back then where the show is and Scary's back there. And it's going to keep the crowds moving. And it's such a smart idea mm-hmm. to like have an unannounced little mini show. Like, okay, cool. Where sure. are the roaming hordes?
Right.
I think we might get them this year. I think they might come. We're almost done. Two more things. A Texas Chainsaw Massacre shirt has been released for the preview merch. It's cute. It's his big old face.
It's with Bubba.
With a big old leather face. And it's red. It's super cute. It says Halloween Horror Nights on the sleeve. Cece, were you able to acquire it yet?
Not yet. It'll happen.
It will happen. You're getting it, even if I have to go get it for you tomorrow. One last thing of merch, which is the jacket heard round the world.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I want it. So in the All Hallows Eve store appeared a black acid wash denim jacket with Frankenstein's monster on the back and the Universal Studios sign. So if you guys remember, Universal has like a regular denim jacket with the retro logo on it. This is a Halloween Horror Nights variant of that. Mm-hmm. Talk about a curveball I also wasn't expecting.
Yeah. We were riding yesterday and literally. I was like, did you see this jacket? It just popped up. Well, obviously she didn't. She was driving.
I crashed the car. Yeah.
My God.
These are our ghosts. Yeah, it's fucking cool. And on the front left side, it says Halloween Horror Nights on the chest. I fucking love it. I want it. I might turn it into a vest. I'm not going to lie. But I want to put all my patches on it. And I know everyone's getting this jacket. None of us are going to look different. And that's okay.
I will, but it's okay.
It's a cult.
I'm going to be wearing my own vest. So it's okay, all good.
There you go. I know there's a couple people who are like, it's cool, but I already have the Universal one. And I'm like, see, this is why I waited. I knew they were going to cater to me in my goblin brain. It is $80 before discounts. You can apply if you're a team member or AP. Right now, they only have sizes small through extra large available. They don't have any more. They said what they have is what they put out. But to expect extended sizes and more stock in the actual tribute store. This is just preview. So that was from people who were actually in the parks on Friday who were asking. Or yesterday, excuse me. So that's it. That's all I got. We did it. Oh, my God. HHN30. Wow. We know the whole lineup.
That's crazy.
We thought we were going to go into it blind. Remember when we would just be like, please tell us something. And then they were like, hey, you wanted something? Here's everything.
Yeah. They made us super overwhelmed, but it's okay.
Oh, my God. It was so overwhelming on Thursday. I was like, is this real? It did not feel real.
What I did was I hyper-focused on one thing because it was so much.
Icons like, captured for me. Yeah.
Eddie. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I'm like, I focused on that zone, and now I'm like trying to still process everything days later.
Yep. I still haven't. It hasn't hit me really about a lot of it.
Same. Yeah.
But yeah, that is it. How do you guys feel? Let us know on Twitter. Are you guys excited? What threw you off about any of these announcements? Were you not expecting something? Chucky?
Yes.
Were you expecting an Eddie scare zone or not? Because I was really not. I thought HN Nightmares was fucking with us.
I did too.
So yeah, holy shit. Guys, we are less than 3 weeks away. When our next episode drops, we'll be almost 2 weeks away.
That's amazing.
I can't believe it. It's rehearsals have started. All of the scare actors are in full rehearsals right now for the zones and everything. You know, Break Legs guys, team member preview is in, oh my God, what is it? It's on Tuesday.
I think it's on the 31st, isn't it?
Yeah. So that is almost 2 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start getting our first whispers of the best houses and all that. I love it. I love Team Member Preview, and I love being on Twitter during it because we just kind of like, everyone's very vague, but they're like, holy shit, this house is fucking amazing.
I can't wait to see what it's like from our perspective now, because in 2019 I was there. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to see what it's like to see everybody come back and talk about it.
Oh, it's so much fun. But yeah, shall we do a really fast housekeeping?
Sure. Yeah. So you can find us on Twitter, at ScreamQueens85. We are also on Instagram at The Scream Queens Podcast. We also have a Facebook like page. It's just The Scream Queens. You'll see our logo there. We do have an email if you want to reach out to us regarding any kind of collaborations or questions or just anything at all, you know, anything professional or not even professional. You can just send us your headcanons. We don't care. we have an email at Gmail. It's thescreamqueens85@gmail.com. I always forget our phone number, if you don't mind shouting that one.
I don't mind. If I
can pull it up if you, I need
no,
to.
I have it. Hold. Sorry. Okay. I have it. It's real fast. I can do this. I have it saved for moments like this. So if you want to call us, our phone number is 407-801-2962. You can leave us a voicemail about literally anything, and we'll play it on our next episode.
Yep. Yeah. And we also have in our linked below in our show notes, we always have our shop and our stickers that Angie made for us.
Yes.
And then you can find us personally. I'm at CCTron on pretty much everything. Jess is at BeetleJess on Twitter. If you want to reach her there. Yep. What else? I think that's it, right?
Yeah, I think that's it. Catch us this week with another ranking episode.
Yeah, we might as well just tell them what it is. Because I think we've already hinted at it last week.
You can tell them, Cece.
Yeah, yeah. So we're putting this out the same night that we're going to be recording our Wednesday episode. We are going to be ranking the American Horror Story seasons. So that's from Murder House all the way through 1984. And because we wanted to put this out before the new season comes out to get you guys hyped for it. So look out for that.
Yeah, and we have some guests that will be joining us.
Yes.
Some returning guests and a brand new guest, I believe.
Yes.
Yes. I'm so excited. You guys are going to love them. This group is probably perfect for each other.
Oh, my God.
For later. So, holy shit. And, yeah. Oh, my God. HHN. Yeah. We only have two more episodes until HHN.
Holy shit.
It's wild. And this, I mean, I guess is our last reaction episode. Yes. For this year. Wow.
Besides our, like,
opening week
preparation one,
yeah, prep, yeah. Oh my God, guys, wow, it's been really fun with these instant reactions. It's kind of bittersweet that this is like the last one for 2021. Wow.
It for is. 30. Yeah. Huh.
Wow.
All right, well, we'll just keep talking about it on Twitter in the meantime, of course.
Absolutely.
We want to hear what you guys are hyped for and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see you guys in a couple days on our American Horror Story ranking episode. And we will see you in the fog. And please stay spooky.
And don't forget to scream, queens.
All right. Bye.
Bye.